Well, we're sitting here with David Lanterman, the owner of the Lincoln Theater 4 in Lincoln, Illinois, because the Lincoln Theater 4 is going to be showing some classic films over the weekend and into early next week, a combo of two films, alternating nights, each released in 1962, To Kill a Mockingbird and Lawrence of Arabia. So, David, can you tell us why you decided to go against the grain these days and show two classic films in the Lincoln Theater 4?
We typically go ahead and do a classic in the fall as soon as things really get quiet, the kids are all back to school, and the adults are looking for something to do. So what I had considered is both of these are fairly large, you know, have a large audience, and as opposed to having seven nights of the same show, I had had both of these films as, you know, possible movies to play, and I decided to go ahead and alternate them every other night. It happened to turn out that they were both winners of Oscar winners in 1963, and I just hadn't thought of that until I really started kind of putting the information together. So we sort of kind of went down the path of let's do a competition. We know who the winners are now, but many people have not seen both of them. I've seen one or the other, and we'll give them an opportunity to go see both, decide which one they thought was best picture of the year, best actor of the year. So that was kind of our, you know, the kind of the fun part of it.
So, and most people, even if they've seen the movie, probably there's a good chance they haven't seen it on the big screen the way it was supposed to be presented. I mean, the best way to see it on a big screen with an audience.
Sure. There's very, very few people have had a chance to come up and sit in the dark, as they say, and watch the show with us. So that's the exciting part. And I've found, as we watch all the old classics, that we get, you know, it's a whole different experience. Much different than sitting at home. You know, you have the opportunity to see about anything you want to rent at home. But to come in and sit in the with an audience in the auditorium, watch it on the big screen, it really is very enjoyable, and you'll get more out of it than you probably, even if you've seen it before, you're going to experience it in a fuller fashion.
I'm simply defending a Negro, Tom Robinson. Scout, there are some things that you're not old enough to understand just yet. There's been some high talk around town to the effect that I shouldn't do much about defending this man.
If you shouldn't be defending him, then why are you doing it?
Now, To Kill a Mockingbird is widely regarded as a true classic film. Black and white film from 1962, and why don't you set us up and give us a preview of To Kill a Mockingbird?
Well, it is a Harper Lee novel, and she won Pulitzer Prize for the novel. It is set up in the South. An African-American man is accused of a crime, and he's defended by a white attorney, and who is played by Gregory Peck. The characterizations in that show it's just amazing, I think, to watch. And you will just feel, they'll pull at your heartstrings, all of it. It's tough to watch today because just the things that, you know, that whole situation that we don't necessarily all relate to. The posters that came out when they promoted this in 1962 said, this film is not recommended for children.
And yet it seems to become something that children were taken to over the years.
Right. And today it's the whole different story. It is the educational piece that they actually teach when they talk about with children. So they, you know, all the children, they read the book, they see the movie, is trying to explain our history and all of the conflict. So it's so odd that, you know, originally they were warned away because it was just so controversial in 1962. And today, this is where they turn around and they use that to teach from.
Or else, not this. Go round. Damascus, Orange. Damascus.
No prisoners.
This was the Lal's village.
Talal!
And David, the second film that'll be alternating over this weekend and into early next week is Lawrence of Arabia, sort of the epic of all epic movies and one of the most revered movies of all time. David Lean, the director, Peter O'Toole in his breakout role, the role that made him a movie star, in the story of, during the First World War, the Arab revolt against, I believe it was the Ottoman Empire,
correct.
At that point, and filmed, I believe, entirely on location in the middle of the desert. When they talk about cinema, Lawrence of Arabia is true cinema. Yes. It will really blow you away. But what I'm excited about is that I've only seen this on television. I've seen the widescreen DVD of it, but it really suffers on the small screen, as incredible as it is. I'm really looking forward to seeing this on the big screen. And when I first heard about this, I thought, well, are they going to play it off of a DVD? Is this going to be a beat-up old film copy? But I understand that this is actually a true restoration, digitally sent from the distributor, just like the latest movie from Disney or what have you. It'll be true pristine quality.
We actually, our theater, we have four screens. We converted to digital, so we made that big jump in the last year and a half. So we have a full digital system, digital sound and everything. And Lawrence of Arabia is going to come out from Sony Classics. Sony Classics, they are very particular anymore on how they will release their movies. So it is just like the brand new pictures that we would get today. So the quality is the top quality. This is exactly the way you'll want to see it. It is going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be a real treat, I think. Now, just briefly, can you explain for me, David, what, as an independent theater owner, what prompted you to do this? Are you taking a risk doing something like this, or do you find that people are more attracted to the theater if you run classics every now and again? What's the thought process behind doing this, aside from the fun value?
Well, we actually are lucky in the sense there are a few downtimes throughout the year when it comes to the theater business. That's going to be in September in the fall and also a little bit in the spring. And what happens is the studios are not releasing, you know, really large pictures. So it's kind of hit and miss on what you might get anyway. So it's a great opportunity to pull something out and give people the chance to see it. And this will be the fifth and the sixth classic that we will have played in the last 2.5 years since I purchased the theater. So we get great response for it. You know, people come from all over, then they'll drive to see it. It's just getting the word out to make sure that they hear about it. I still get people say, well, when are you going to show Sound of Music? I said, well, we actually did that 2 years ago. That was our first
missed
one.
The boat.
You missed the boat. When are you going to show Dr. Zhivago? Well, we did that one also. And we did Breakfast at Tiffany's. People just love these pictures. And they really will come and see it over and over again. And they like that. They appreciate the experience of seeing it in the theater. It's much different than sitting at home, getting interrupted, doing whatever you want. You have to concentrate. And it just pulls you in. It's just that whole experience, just you're part of it. And we actually, throughout the year, we're a first-run show house. So we actually have first-run movies all the time. You know, on a downtime, we'll throw in these classics. And it's kind of nice as an independent, we can kind of bring a few little things back. We play little family movies. We do a lot of little specials. So it's different than the corporate world, definitely. It's kind of fun to be in the independent side and to be locally owned.
All right. Well, that is, as we said, alternating nights. It's To Kill a Mockingbird and Lawrence of Arabia being shown this weekend and early next week at the Lincoln Theater 4 in Lincoln, Illinois. And for more information on the times and the dates, they can go to...
You go to our website, LincolnTheater4.com. That's Lincoln Theater with an E-R, the number 4.com.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in, David.
Thank you.